So we come back to the body for our last session for today. Yeah, relaxed body and a relaxed state of mind. Bringing our awareness back into the room and spreading it throughout our body, all the way down to the ground. Totally grounding our awareness. Bringing the mind into a state of stillness and luminosity by attending to the sensations that arise throughout the body, becoming totally present with them. Really, as an act of loving kindness to ourselves, we let go of the tight, uptight concepts, grasping onto what we think we understand or don't understand, like or dislike. We release that for some time, sink into the present moment right now. Embracing what is. Settling our awareness, bringing our attention to the breathing as it comes in and as it goes out, naturally and effortlessly, becoming highly aware of sensations throughout the body. And in this presence, we can begin to work with the thought that It's not enough just to want to gain understanding, just to wish for liberation. But we also have to practice properly with unmistaken methods in a complete way. Because if we practice in a mistaken way, we don't get the results we desire. And if our practice is not complete, we do not get the right results, even if we want them to come. You know, it would be like planting a seed in the ground and not giving it sunlight and water. So we have to cultivate this small seed of wisdom and compassion that we planted by practicing in a complete, unmistaken way. To give this seed the conditions that after some time it may give rise to a sprout. And with care and diligent practice, with love, this sprout eventually gives rise to grow into a huge tree with many branches and many, many fruits. With this wisdom and compassion, we can be of greatest benefit to others as well, leading them to the same state. So cultivating this seed of wisdom and compassion in this meditation session. For a few minutes, we bring all our awareness to the sensations of the breath at the entrance of our nostrils. Sharpening our awareness, being clear in holding this object of meditation with all our mindfulness, being fully present with that. Staying in touch, being highly aware. totally letting go of thoughts that arise. Bringing our mind back to the sensations of the breath at the entrance of our nostrils by increasing our interest, increasing our curiosity. In this evening meditation, we are going to look at the other side of the coin, seeing that things are empty of inherent existence because they are a dependent arising, because they arise in dependence upon other causes and conditions. Like in the meditation before, since I don't want to break this meditation, if you wish, you can take a few moments to readjust right now. Or also very silently during the meditation. So we try to understand that although things and we ourselves appear to exist inherently, yeah, we are totally dependent on causes and conditions, on parts and on this labeling. So again, we try to get an experience of that, an experience of dependent origination. And we are going to do that on the basis of our own bodies. Actually feeling that this body is a dependent arising and not existing as a fixed entity, as it so often appears. So for a moment you can again become fully aware of your body, highly aware of whatever sensations arise throughout this field of the body. And then we can start by examining how this body, our own body, that is an object of great attachment and identification, depends on causes and conditions. We begin by reflecting about what is called the substantial cause of this body. The primary first cause for this physical body that you have. And that is the two cells, the matter of your father and your mother, coming together. The egg and the sperm cells that united in your mother's womb. This being the starting point of what you call your body. And check very carefully if there is a body that exists independent of this substantial first cause. And then after this first cause, we can reflect on all the conditions that contributed after the starting point, when this fertilized egg began to develop. It had so many conditions that led to its development. The womb of our mother itself. The warmth and moisture in there. The nourishment that we were able to receive from our mother. The time that passed. All of these were contributing conditions that allowed slowly this embryo to grow. So you can examine all the different factors that played a role in the development of this body at that stage until you were born. Yeah, 9 months of time passing. And check, is there a body that exists independently of these conditions? Independent of all the contributing factors while you were in the womb. Then once this body was born, think about all the additional factors and conditions that contributed to its continuity. All the factors that this body depended on to develop and grow. All the care that was taken for this body, all the nourishment, everything we consumed that helped this body to grow. The movement of our body, letting our muscles develop. All these different things that contributed to this development of this body. All these factors that contributed to being, for this body to be here right now. Again, ask yourself and reflect, is there a body that is independently from these causes and conditions? Then you can extend this all the way up until now, throughout your life, bringing to mind all the causes and conditions that contributed for this body being here right now. All the food, all the exercise, all the sleep and rest, medicine when we were ill, all the care we have taken for this body, every day, throughout our life, up to now. Where we sit here again, having the perfect conditions for this body to survive and be alive. Perfect balance between heat and cold. Food and drink. Rest and so forth. And check empirically for yourself, as it is how it appears. Is there a body that is not dependent on these things? Because if we look closely, we can find infinite causes and conditions, countless, for this body to exist. So with understanding this, how can an independent body that appears so real and unitary to us exist in the way it appears? It cannot be. It is not so. It is totally dependent on infinite causes and conditions right now. Now, on top of that, let's examine how this body that seems so unitary to us depends upon parts. We can think of these parts of the body by simply examining the head, the neck, and the shoulders. Our arms, the upper body, the torso, our legs and feet. And try to reflect, is there a body that does not depend upon its parts? Then we take a closer look and see that even within these parts, within them we find more parts. The parts of the head, the parts of the neck, of our shoulders, the parts of our arms and hands. Our torso, legs and feet. And these smaller parts, again, have other parts. Is there a body that exists independently of these infinite parts? And then we, with this kind of understanding, we investigate even more deeply to see if there is a body that is independent from even this labeling of these parts. Because the parts of the body are merely a basis on which our mind labels the particular part. So it's our conceptual mind that is putting the label body on this collection of parts, on this basis. So once again, ask yourself, is there a body that is independent from a mind that labels body? A body that is existent without the thought, this is my body. Is there such a body? Even after this short analysis, understanding the dependent origination of this body intellectually, we still have the feeling there exists a body from its own side. This feeling is there. My body. But you see, no such body can be found on this basis. Because is the body the head? Is it the neck or the shoulders? Is the body the arms? The legs? Or is the body the collection of all these parts together? You know, if this were so, if the body were the parts of all at the collection of all the parts, then if you would cut off your foot and throw it away, would there be no more body there? Would you not have a body anymore then? See if you can find an independently existing body on the collection of these parts. If such a body exists. So while we cannot find a self-existent body there, anywhere on the parts, or the collection of the parts, it's important to see that body still exists, but in dependence upon causes and conditions. In dependence on parts and the thought body. So it's not non-existent. But body does not exist only in dependence upon its substantial cause, the parts of the body and the mind that labels it body. It's all of them together that make up this body. And that's it. There is nothing more than that. See if that holds true for you. Then we dedicate our positive energy, the potential we have created by doing this analysis, to the goal that we may gain a deeper insight into the dependent nature of reality, gain greater understanding and actual insight of this, so that we can see how things exist. And through this wisdom, be of greatest benefit to ourselves and other beings. Being of benefit because we make use of our own knowledge wisdom, so that this comes from understanding our own mind and the interdependence of all things. Thank you.